All this in reaction to what Paul St-Pierre Plamondon said over the weekend, I think fair to say, exhorting the troops at a PQ meeting, at a summit there, to say, look, it's separation, it's happening, it's going to happen before the end of the decade. And I think a lot of people woke up when he said that, because that was a bit of a change of pace for Paul St-Pierre Plamondon. Yes, this has always been in their platform, and yes, we knew this was going to come, but figured he'd wait a while and not be bringing this up now. But as I said when we spoke to Jean-François Lisée yesterday, this is a change in the PQ playbook. This is different. Paul St-Pierre Plamondon is throwing down now and not waiting before election to start bringing this up. We heard from Conservative leader Éric Duhaime saying this is the, I guess his words were, I think I'm trying to remember the exact phrasing of it, but certainly the most serious, he said, the most radical he has ever seen from a PQ leader. Marc Tanguay is the interim leader of the Provincial Liberal Party. He is on the line. Monsieur Tanguay, thank you for being here this afternoon. So you heard what Éric Duhaime had to say. What do you have to say? What do the Provincial Liberals have to say to what Paul St-Pierre Plamondon said?
Yes. Absolutely. So first, thanks for having me. I was the very first to go out and condemn what Paul St-Pierre Plamondon has done. And I was the first to put on the Twitter the fact that for us, with Paul St-Pierre Plamondon, clearly he is the most radical leader. And that's the word that I use within the hour following his very exaggerated and disconnected comments. Can you imagine? It is not true to say that Canada has, and I quote, taken concerted action to weaken, to erase us in every way. And we can clearly see the escalation of identity politics, first led by François Legault and now taken by St-Pierre Plamondon, and it harms Quebecers' interests, and it's very divisive. So clearly, it's the most radical leader of the PQ.
So I will want you to hear now what he then went on to say today. That was one thing. This is Paul St-Pierre Plamondon, a bit more calm, which is how he usually comes across, reacting to what he said. And this is what he said earlier in the day.
The project is for everyone that recognizes that Quebec is capable of making its own decisions and should be making its own decisions, and people who recognizes that the French language and the specific culture in Quebec should have a future. So anybody who agrees with that, and I know there are many Anglophones or Allophones that agree with those two principles, they are welcome and needed in the yes option.
So trying to welcome them under the PQ tent, what do you think about that?
It's a lie. It's a lie, bluntly. And for instance, is he now ready to condemn? I'll just provide you with this simple example. We can remember Pauline Marois back in 2007 with Bill 195 at the time, when she stated, we will create a Quebec citizenship. And if you don't speak French well enough, you won't be able to become a citizen of Quebec unless you know enough about history. So you see that it's within the DNA of the Parti Québécois to exclude certain categories because they are categorizing the citizens as being good or bad Quebecers. For instance, what can he say that clearly for him it's not relevant to know the language that you're speaking at home or your mother tongue? In other words, it's very divisive. I don't trust him, and he relies on fear. If to fuel his political option, he relies on fears, and in that sense, it's very, very radical approach, very divisive, and we don't need that. We don't have to deal with this in 2024 in Quebec. We have so many other priorities, but again, it's the Parti Québécois, very radical under Paul St-Pierre Plamondon, and we, the Liberals, we will be ready to answer and to defend the place of Quebec within the Canadian Federation.
You know, I'm wondering, Monsieur Tanguay, as we go forward, and I think people need to remember there's not an election now. It's not happening until 2026 provincially. But in what he just said, he almost, for all intents and purposes, he did say it, he's welcoming, saying there is room for you Anglos and Allos in a sovereign Quebec under my government.
Yeah, but I don't trust him. Again, facts speak louder than this single declaration. Another category of person, temporary foreign workers. We need these temporary foreign workers. He wants to send them back home. I am very curious to know which ones he wants to send back home. those who work in our healthcare system, in construction, or those who work in our small and medium-sized businesses. Again, we cannot take him for his words, this declaration, say, no, no, it's inclusive. It's everything but inclusive. It's categorizing you're a good or you're a bad Quebecer, depending on the DNA of the Parti Québécois. And now announcing the last chance referendum within the eventual mandate of the PQ, I think that it's far away from Quebecers' priority, and it's very divisive.
Well, you know, Quebecers are looking at this, so they hear what he had to say, and then they hear or they see what François Legault has been saying more and more. This, first of all, the threat of a referendum on immigration and trying to drive a wedge between the provincial government and the federal government. It seems to me they're having a fight as to who can be the biggest one or the first one to say, okay, ça suffit, and go ahead and call a referendum, even though François Legault has said he wouldn't.
Yeah, absolutely. And François Legault is the ally of Paul Saint-Pierre Plamondon. François Legault, by speaking of immigration as a threat of Louisianization, has dual identity politics. And again, we can see that François Legault wants to be in competition with Paul Saint-Pierre Plamondon on that field. It's very divisive, and clearly for us, we are condemning it. And again, I think that the Quebec Liberal Party, we have an important and central role to play, making sure that we will be respecting each and everyone's rights and freedom. We can talk about Bill 21. We can talk about Bill 96. We can talk about Bill 40. We voted against all these bad laws, and we have a job to do, and we will do it.
Last question, I'll let you go. With respect to a partition which came up after that speech by Monsieur Plamondon, what do you make of that? Do you any credence to that? You think that's an idea that could work?
No, I don't think, honestly, I don't think that it's an option that we have to embrace. First of all, I'm confident that we, the Liberals, represent the right alternative for this bad CAQ government in 2026. If one day we have a third referendum, we will be on the no camp. And we will win again, as we have done for the last the first 2 months. So again, we have to go back to Quebecers' priorities. We have to answer each and every declaration of Paul Saint-Pierre Plamondon, who's fueling his position based on François Legault. And we have to demonstrate that Quebec can flourish within Canada. And this is the economy. Let's talk about the economy, healthcare system, and so on. We have so many other priorities. And we should be focusing on other things than his very radical approach of PSPP.
Monsieur Tanguay, I want to thank you for the time. And I'll tell you, as an Anglophone, it's nice to hear the Liberals actually stand up and speak out on this. I thank you. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thank you.